everyone, it's Minna.
And I'm Hager.
And this is Yellowby.
Go ahead.
Hi, everyone.
It's been a pretty good week for us.
Yeah, we missed last week, though.
Yeah, but like since the last time we were recording, a lot of like blessings have come into our lives.
No
blessings?
Like, alhamdulillah for everything, but like, what? Nothing new.
Yeah. I mean, for me at least. Mm. Like, some clarity. But why did we miss last week? Oh, you had a lot of work. Hager, like, has overbooked herself in the last 2 months. Like, she's doing the most. Like, she's doing everything. Everything, like, you can possibly imagine. She's working, like, 7 days a week with no breaks. I mean, you had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, it was
like
funny.
A pretty chill weekend. But that's why we didn't post last week.
Yeah, we also were like, we're only gonna post if we're prepared from now on.
That's not true. That's not the reason we didn't post.
I said we're only like, I want to start preparing and doing our research. I haven't done our research.
I kind of did.
So
I mean,
another episode.
No, I did. I mean, the reason why I picked this topic is because the reason why this all came out is because I most likely move out soon. So I've been looking at apartments in Bushwick. In Bushwick, for those of you who don't live in New York, it's a pretty affordable neighborhood in Brooklyn. And a lot of people who don't make that much money live there. And I was speaking to some friends and I was like, hey, do you know any Muslim girls who are down to move in with me? Because if I'm going to move out, I'd rather like not just Muslim, but like Arab Muslim girls, whatever it is. I'd rather have someone. Can you please get off your phone?
I hate when you do that. I'm looking up what the topic we're talking about is actually called.
Okay, well, we can do that later. I hate when I'm talking
well,
and then
we're referring to it.
Okay, so I messaged my friend and I pretty much was like, do you know anyone? And he was like, yeah, I know a few people. And I was like, okay, but I'm looking in Bushwick. And he's like, LOL, they're not going to move to Bushwick. They're only going to live in the city. Like, kind of belittling the fact that, like, I'm going to live in Bushwick. And yeah. He makes a lot of money. They make a lot of money, the people that I was talking to. And that, I mean, it didn't, like, hurt my feelings or anything like that. But I was just thinking of it. And I was like, wow, someone would have been hurt by this if they were very insecure about money and like not making enough as their friends and stuff like that. And I just thought, why do we have it in our culture, especially in the Arab culture, where we look down on people who aren't as successful as us? We only look up. So we only will be fascinated by people who make more money than us, who work better jobs than us, but we rarely ever will be like, oh wow, like they inspire me, even though they don't make as much money as me and stuff like that. So money. And by the way, I also want to talk about how some Arabs get offended when we bring these topics into light, and like we're not generalizing, but I think an important part of our platform with
no
Yalla Bye,
we
get in the meme shop when we're like, oh, like Arabs are loud, and they'll be like, Arabs are not loud. Like they'll get annoyed and defensive. I get it, because like it's hard to hear that about your culture. But part of Yalla Bye and this platform is to talk about the things that nobody wants to talk about. So elitism, which I don't know if that's the word we're going to use.
We don't know what the word
is. We're just going to use elitism and like, yeah, so I guess we're going to use the word elitism or whatever word you want to use. It doesn't 100% like define what we're talking about, but you get the point. I guess in Arabic, I said like people look at
snobbiness.
Yeah, or like manzar. Is that a thing? Like manazir? It's like
social
appearance or.
Yeah, like class matters to us. For like we have perceived classes and like we actually care about.
Right,
them.
And we have to acknowledge that. Like I think it would be stupid to not talk about the things where our culture can actually improve, otherwise we're always going to be stuck in the same position. Not saying that like we're in a bad position, I'm just saying like we need to talk about the things so that we can progress and move on. So that's why I picked this topic. Another friend of mine who is an actress or an aspiring actress, we talk about this a lot and how much in that industry the Arab people who have tapped into that industry, mm-hmm. like, care a lot about the people who are ahead of them and mm-hmm. not so much about the people who are, like, following in their footsteps. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge issue. And I think we should also talk about that. Like, in the modeling world or in the social media world, I'll never not want to help someone because I think they're beneath me. I'll always want to help people if they want to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just look up at the girls who have been doing it for years and who are super successful. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure this happens in most of the Arab world. Like, I haven't obviously experienced it in most of the Arab world, but because I only know Egypt. But from my friends and, like, from what 100%. I see, it seems like this mm-hmm. is something that happens all over the Arab world. Maybe all
By
over
the way,
the world,
it also like, happens in the American world.
Yeah,
which is
but
like,
I don't know if it's as
not as
felt.
Excessive. Yeah, it's yeah. not as, yeah, it's not as, like, I guess, prominent. Like, we don't feel it. I never feel yeah. like, oh my God, I feel less than.
Yeah, or I'm being made to feel less yes, than. Or, like, right. someone is specifically trying to make me feel. But anyways, so in Egypt, like, we come from a very, very normal middle-class family. Mm-hmm. And, because when I go, like, I guess maybe because I speak English or because I'm from America, whatever it is, I hung out with another, like, a higher, I hate using these words, like, a higher social class than I would have had access to if I was just in Egypt, like, born and raised there. And it's not like anything is ever said outright.
Directly,
that's weird.
It's not.
Or even to me, because things weren't really targeted to me or to offend me, but it's just, like, certain things, like, for example, my friend has a friend who owns a home in the north coast of Egypt. And she's like, she was looking at, so her home is not in the nice part of the north coast.
The one she owns?
Quote unquote, yeah. So she was looking at the other side, like, she's very close to the nice place, but she's not there. So she was looking at the other place and she was like, oh my God, like, if only, like, my dream in life is to just own a place there. If only I can. And my friend was like, it's the same fucking beach. It's just separated.
Yeah.
And this one happened to become, like, a more prestigious thing. It's the same water. You're swimming in the exact same water.
Do the houses look the
same,
though? The houses are kind of the same structure.
I don't know, but, like, who cares?
She could be referring to, like, I want to live in a mansion.
No, it's all, like, about, like,
no, I'm sure.
I want to be in this area so that people yeah. can think I'm richer, so that this way I have more prestige. But it's, like, you're going on a vacation, it's the same exact water.
Mm-hmm.
They are all sharing the same exact water. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's also crazy how little, like, when you think about neighborhoods, like, we put these little neighborhoods, we made a name, we marketed mm-hmm. them one way. Neighborhoods mean nothing. If you live in a home, well, you're blessed. Like,
So for example, here, like, if I tell someone I live in Queens, maybe it's a little bit like that. Like, I have notions about the Upper East Side and we have notions about Soho. But, like,
it's not notions, though. This is stuff that exists. Right, all the rich people live in the Upper East
yeah,
and West Side.
Yeah, but I'm saying if I tell someone, oh, I'm from Queens, I don't feel like they're like, oh, she's from Queens.
Right.
But in Egypt, if you tell people you're from a certain neighborhood, whatever that neighborhood is.
They look
at
you different.
Yeah, people will make assumptions about you. Like,
you're screaming.
People will be like, oh, she probably doesn't have that much money. Oh, she probably doesn't go to these types of schools. Oh, she probably didn't grow up in this environment. Whereas here, I could live in Queens and be super wealthy and super, or I could live in the city and be
the
super-
very fact that on this podcast, I've said stuff like, yeah, my dad had said, like, with my ex, I remember this so well, when I was like, he just needs to come from a good family. In my head, I'm like good-hearted people. Higger's like, no, in Arabic, that means, like, from, like, a wealthy family.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
like, Baba didn't say that. But, like, the fact that that conversation
even
existed.
Like, in Egypt. And I think there's the equivalent of it in other parts of the Arab world, like Ibn Anas or Bint Anas, like the daughter of someone or the son of someone. Like, everyone is someone. Everyone is the daughter of someone. Like, but we say it usually to mean, like, they're...
Yeah, this is not just, like, exclusive
higher...
to Egypt.
No,
yeah.
I know, because I've spoken to, like, friends from other, like, other yeah. countries, and they said it's the same thing. It's just weird.
It's really sad. We also spoke to someone, we used to work with someone who would, like, always name drop, and it's, like, that sort of stuff. It's, like, I don't know, me and you are a little different, where we do get impressed, obviously, like, we would be lying if we said we didn't get impressed.
Yeah, but not by me, by success, which is stupid too,
I think, by mindset. Like, I think me and you get fascinated, we're like, oh yeah. my God, they, like, she loves this, or she loves that, but we, Yeah. I don't know. I never go and like make friends with someone just because they're famous, rich, have cool
or
friends.
Or even like successful in their career as in like
Yeah, I just advanced. Genuinely don't care.
Yeah, you have to be cool.
But like people will name drop and people will want to show you how like well they're doing. And it's like, you can try that with other people and it'll work on them, I'm telling you, but it won't work on me. Yeah. I just truly don't care. Also, some of the most famous or successful people that I've hung out with have been the most repulsive to be around. So like, not all of them, but a lot of them. So I'm like, that to me just doesn't, like, it just doesn't appeal to me. Like, I don't care enough.
In Egypt, it's also weird because people will, like, want you to compliment them based on their family's success, not their own success. Like, I had a friend who comes from very, like, very historic, big, wealthy family.
Like, and everyone in Egypt will know this family.
Yeah, and he would always mention his family, like, this is what we did, this is where we live, this is our palace, this is blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, it got so annoying to the point that I think he was annoyed that I was not impressed by this. And
because it works on most people. So
and
he
I finally
was so shocked
was like,
that it
your
didn't
grandpa
work on you.
Did this. Like, what did you do? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why are you talking about what your grandfather did? Who cares? Like, I get it to be proud of your grandfather, to be proud of your family, of course. But like, I don't know. That doesn't impress me. Like, what did you do?
Right. It just doesn't make any sense. And I think, again, like, this just needs to stop. It makes people feel like shit. I remember when we went to Egypt, it was me, you, and Mama. I think Amon was there probably too. Yeah, I think it was just our family, like direct family. And we went to a McDonald's and some, like, a beggar or like some, like a homeless person asked us for money. So we were like, we'll buy you food, like, we'll buy you a meal. And I remember the manager came. This was at a McDonald's, everyone. Mm-hmm. A manager came and was like, well, like, you can buy her food, but she can't actually, like, step into the establishment. And my mom was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, why would you make someone feel less
than? And his reasoning was tourists can't see her. And we were like, but there's homelessness
in
America
too. We also didn't allow it. Yeah, mama was like,
that makes no sense.
Yeah, mama was like, I'm not going to buy from here if this is your rule. And she ended up staying with us. We bought her food. She ate and she ate there, I think. It's just this stuff that, like, oh my God. Like, it, again, like, you will never progress if this is the way we view people. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Or, like, another example, and this is just so awful when I think about it now. Like, just all these examples I'm thinking of. It's crazy that this is accepted. But my mom's friend in Egypt, she has a person who, like, comes in, cleans her home. It's a young girl, actually. Like, I think she's, like, maybe, like, 15, 14, around there. And so my mom's friend has these pair of shoes. And the girl went and bought the same pair of shoes. So my mom's friend was like, how could she buy the same pair of shoes as me? Like, her and me, like, we're both going to dress the same? Like, is this what it comes to?
Who the hell is this?
And I was like,
wait,
what?
Who did this?
Yeah, but like,
Hager just dropped the tea. Now I know who said that.
But like, and this is allegedly, according to my mom.
I wouldn't put it past this person.
Yeah, well, people just do stuff like this all the time. Yeah. I don't put it past anyone. Like, what? Like, who cares? And why is it offensive also?
On that note, so we asked people to send in their stories where they've experienced this. And so someone wrote, in Egypt, we lived in a really big house. The people who guard it, El Bawabin, also clean houses. One day, a woman came to clean the house, and her daughter also came with her. When she was taking a break, my sister and I told the daughter to come sit with us and eat along. So she sat on the floor and we told her there's no way you should sit on the floor. So she started crying and I felt so bad because I couldn't imagine the shit she goes through. I also was afraid we hurt her feelings or said something that triggered her. She was probably like 13. The whole idea of letting other people clean our home just bothered me, but I also know it's a source of income for some. It would be nice if people were treated like humans and nothing less. The idea, well, we were reading a book.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Industrial Sexuality.
Yeah. So, well, let me first address this DM. Like, the idea that, like, here, housekeepers don't get treated the way they do in...
Yeah, it's just a job. Like...
And we get it, right? Like, we'll not, like, I'll look at people, and I'm like, oh, maybe they can't work on the book. So, you know, mm-hmm. they make do. Everyone makes do. Everyone in the world, even if you're rich, you always have to make ends meet. Like, mm-hmm. you have been there at some, not everyone, but like, yeah. we've all, most of us have been to the point where we've had to make ends meet, especially yeah. in Egypt. So to me, the idea that we look down on people who like clean our homes or like delivery people, like mm-hmm. they're just trying to feed their family the way you're trying to feed your family.
Yeah.
And it's weird too, because like, I feel like it makes people feel embarrassed about mm-hmm. trying to provide for their family. But anyway, we read this book called Industrialized Sexualization.
Industrial Sexuality.
I knew saying it.
Both words were wrong.
Wait, no, I said industrial.
No, you said industrialized sexualization.
It's industrial. Is sexualization sexuality a word?
I have no. Yeah, probably.
I don't think so.
Wait, we were saying that we just sound so dumb on this podcast. Like, if anyone were to ever meet us in real life, I mean, this is our personality, but like, sometimes we can actually be smart.
I'm like a 50-50. You never know how you're going to catch me. But this book was pretty much saying that this existed in our culture for years and years and years. And it was like the factory workers were like pretty much beaten by people who had higher titles in, I guess, like, when was this, in the 20s or this in the 1800s?
Like, I think it was in the 30s. It was after British kind of left.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
British kind of left.
After the Brits left. No, but basically it was saying, it basically talks about how the hierarchy that we developed was really learned from
colonialism,
industrialization mm-hmm. that was started by the colonists. So yeah. like, then we had titles like the Effendi and the Bey and the, what do they call, I don't even remember the words, but like, we had these titles inside the factory. And the people with higher titles started, like, beating up the people with lower titles. And it became, it became accepted.
It was, like, a super-duper power trip. And, like, in every company here and there, like, wherever.
Physical power, too.
Exactly. So there's always, like, titles, right? There's a mm-hmm. CEO and then, like, the board. Like, there's mm-hmm. just, there's always, like, a hierarchy, I guess. Yeah. But, like, it's not to the point where these people have ultimate power where they feel entitled to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
But in this book, it was saying that back then, and there were laws, I think, that came into place where that, like, had to stop. Well, no?
It's so funny because we didn't finish this book.
No,
because
it was really...
It was an academic. It was a scholarly book. So we were just, like, we could not finish it. But anyways.
This was for, like, a fun book.
It's also funny that, like, I referenced this book, like, crazy. And I only read, like, 2 chapters or whatever.
But I feel like that's all we needed. I feel like the rest of the book was kind of the same repetition. But
I think what her point was is that this, like, hierarchy in the work system comes from the British. Like, it's not an Egyptian thing.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, we have it. We all know we have it. But it's interesting to see that how far back it reaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, in the old Arabic movies, they'd have, like, the farmers. Oh, yeah. Like, even, by the way, just saying, like, Fallahin, like, we're Fallahin, or this person's Fallah. It's like a diss sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. I know I've heard people say, like, oh, she looks Fallaha.
It's as if so it's like weird.
A diss.
But and people will be like, you know what's so weird? Fallahin are always really good looking. And it's like,
yeah,
people with very little money or come like that come from a different neighborhood than you can be good looking. Like, yeah, why is like, it such a shock? People will
always say this about, like, it's so stupid, but like the kids of people that clean houses. They'll be like, oh, their kids are always so blonde and beautiful, as if it's like, whoa, like, this is like, how
can as they... if genetics, like, no, like, social class. Like wait, a blue dumb. Eyes? I'm only going to go to the Richies for this one. Like, what the hell?
So stupid. And that brings us to another sort of elitism, which is, like, having the features that Arabs
like
want.
Like, Eurocentric features.
Obviously, this is a way bigger topic than, like, we don't want to, like, just pass it over just in the middle of this episode, because it deserves its own episode. But, like, colorism and, like, wanting, Eurocentric features.
Or, like, skinny girl elitism is huge in the Arab world.
Oh, my God. That's, like, huge.
Yeah.
Like, we actually have... Do you want to read some of those? We have some of those.
So, I'll read another story. This one doesn't relate to what we were just talking about, but I do have another one. So it was, okay, I was going to respond earlier, but I was in class, so I felt... But I felt this too many times. But once I was at a restaurant with some Egyptian friends and we were paying, I was just mildly like, dang, I got to spend money now, as a joke, because I was working very minimally at the time with uni. Then there was a pause and the girl was like, don't worry, your Egyptian mom will pay for it. I was kind of weird because mama won't pay for a freaking restaurant meal. LOL, we're adults. Then proceeded to take out their LV and Gucci wallets. I don't know. It's dumb. Or like a lot of the stuff from these stunts about how a girl should wear expensive stuff and thrifting is like belesh araf, which I mostly thrift. Sorry, I'm like reading this real quick. I know how to read. which I mostly thrift. And my mom doesn't pay for anything. She pays for lots, but not everything. It's so silly because my parents are doctors. Mama is medical and Baba is PhD engineering, but appearance is everything, like truly everything. Also, the thrift comment comes from people my age too, which is really stupid. I have so much to say about the thrift comment because I spend so much fucking money on clothes, guys. So it's not like a money thing. I genuinely like thrifting clothes.
Yeah.
A lot of my Arab friends, not, I don't want to out. A lot of my Arab friend, one Arab friend, will like be like, oh, like just grossed out, which I get it.
I get it. Listen, I get it. Because some people are like, oh, I don't want someone else's stuff on my body.
It's not that though. It's not that. It's the fact that like it, I can, people don't get that you can spend almost as much money thrifting as you do buying something new.
Yeah.
Because like.
But also to me, it's just like, why, again, like, you don't know my circumstances.
You don't
know
yeah.
anything. Like, if you do, I just can't believe that we judge people because we don't know how someone else is living. We don't know. Like, I remember my friend told me a story that she was in Egypt and she wasn't working at all. And she supports her family, too. And it was a time where she was unemployed or whatever. But she still wanted to hang out with her friends. So she would go to the Nadi, which is like the social club, I guess. And she would go there. So she has a membership that's paid for yearly. So she wouldn't order like drinks or anything. And people would like constantly like, why aren't you doing it? Like, why aren't you ordering? Why aren't you like, you don't know. You don't know her financial circumstances. You don't know. She literally didn't have money to order. She had access to this social club because she pays for it yearly. But she at the time was unemployed. So she was like, I'm not going to spend money on food or anything. Cause...
And we're so.
But she still wanted to hang out and like be social.
Yeah. So, we were in that boat a lot because, I mean, financially now we're good, alhamdulillah. But a few years ago, and not very long ago, a few years ago, we really just were like really freaking being frugal. Like, we didn't have any money to spare like that. So we would want to see our friends, but it was always like, oh, we'll get like a cup of coffee or like we'll buy something and share it, whatever it was. And, like, thank God we have friends that never made us, like, feel bad about anything. Yeah. Even though I'm sure they knew. Like, I'm sure they knew our circumstances. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, you, again, like, if someone made a comment like that to me, when I was in that state of mind, I was so fragile and I was so upset about, like, pretty much everything. I could have really broken down if I had received a comment like that, which is just so shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just paused. But yeah, I mean, I finished my thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly lost, like, I know what I want to say, but I
mean, I can read another one of these stories. So someone said, forced to wear designer clothes by family as a heavy girl was awful. I was teased all the time. Back then, they didn't make bigger sizes, so my family would squeeze me into the wrong size. This has like so many layers to it because one, it's like the
like being
body, but also like forcing yourself to be extremely uncomfortable to show off.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing something designer. It's just, it's so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
I have a question for you though. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to be like super transparent. Have you ever felt that? Have you ever, sorry, like done that to someone? Even if it was like super subconscious, like you didn't... Your intentions weren't to hurt someone's feelings.
I don't think I've done it in, like, normal life, but And I don't do this when looking for a partner, because I always told my, like, I remember from being so young, I would tell my mom, like, I don't care about money. I just want someone super ambitious.
I mean, guys, but every single person I've dated has been pretty much no money and don't come from families like who make so much money.
But I will say that, like, sometimes I think that, like, if I were to marry someone from Egypt and they I don't know how to explain it, but, like, maybe they don't have access to language or things like that. It'll just make our lives harder because I just communicate better in English. Like, so I think of stuff like that, which has that judgment in it, because right. not everyone has access to language mm-hmm. schools in Egypt. And also, Egypt doesn't, its first language isn't English. So why even have the expectation? Yeah. So I feel like it has that in it. But overall, I don't think I ever judge, like, I don't think I ever look at someone and think, like, ugh, they're not up to par with what I believe or what my standards are. Like, I don't think that
the way I do, which is also wrong, and I would like to change this about myself, is, like, if someone's not as progressive, I'll just be like, oh, they're so backwards, like, they're probably, like, the friends they hang out with. And that's a judgment, because, again, not everyone has mm-hmm. access, like, not everyone has,
yeah,
first of all, not everyone has the time to, like, learn about new things and, like, expand. Yeah. And not everyone like, I don't know how to say this, but there's a certain privilege
mm-hmm.
to and making being, friends and like being in environments where you can, like, have these discussions.
Yeah. Someone on Clubhouse, and I really can't even remember the room. I think it was about feminism. It was a room about feminism. And she lived in Egypt all her life. And she was saying the fact that we are in America, all of us third culture kids in America, having this conversation, being, like, appalled by the actions of Egyptians who are from different areas of Egypt, not even just in Cairo, like, we have to recognize that privilege also. Oh, of course, like, yeah. We're privileged to even be progressive, because I don't know, if you don't live in, let's say you live in an area that's more secluded in Egypt, you don't have access to, like, big city things, and you're not, like, interacting with people who are diverse,
mm-hmm.
you don't have this information.
Right.
And maybe you don't have access, like, to go online. People's upbringing
will always factor into the way they behave now. And this is, like, kind of going off topic, but it just annoys me so much when people don't want to hear the full story, because it's, like, you're being closed-minded when it comes mm-hmm. to this.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to expect everyone in Egypt to be, like, a hardcore feminist knowing Egypt, it's just not the way, like, Egypt functions.
They never learned it. Yeah. They don't, some people don't even know what it is, like, mm-hmm. or what it entails. And, like, if you explain it to them, they're like, oh, yeah, I believe in that. They mm-hmm. just don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, like, we sometimes judge people who don't have the same, like, progressive, liberal beliefs as us, because being liberal, like, I feel like, unlike, I mean, I don't know, this is such a generalization, but being liberal in the Arab world means that you have some form of freedom. Privileged education, mm. I think, for the most part. So some people don't have access to that.
I think also, like, some sort of, like,
it doesn't mean that
freedom.
You're,
yeah. Yeah.
But it also doesn't mean that you, just because you're rich in Egypt, that means you are liberal. No, they also have very conservative yeah. beliefs.
Oh, totally.
I think what I'm saying is having the chance to even be liberal or progressive
requires
a certain, yeah. like, financial freedom, like, right. thought freedom, that some people who don't have access to those things don't get the opportunity to even come across those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm explaining it well.
No, I mean, I get you.
Yeah. But we do that here. So this is not just exclusive to being in Egypt. Like, I feel like Egyptians here act the same way. Oh, like, my friend, when she meets people, it's so funny. So
I always, like, when you say my friend or someone I know,
you're trying to think of who?
I'm always, like, in my head, I, like, make an assumption real quick. And then, like, sometimes, most of the time, yeah. I'm right.
So, no.
Whoa.
My friend, when she meets people, she'll, like, not lie about her parents' jobs, but she'll make them seem so much more, like, prestigious than they are. And I feel like at one point,
this person does that.
To be honest, it works. Like,
it works.
It works with people. People are like, whoa, that's so cool. But like, I'm not ashamed that my dad, like, he had a business, but it wasn't like,
it wasn't like a office, fancy, like, fancy, cool. It was like
he had a produce distribution business. Like, he delivered produce to restaurants. Like,
this kind of ties back into our Fake It Till You Make It episode.
Oh, yeah, it does. Like, what's embarrassing about that? I'm so proud of that, actually. Someone, like, came to this country and built themselves up. Like, they don't have to be a doctor, an engineer, like, a whatever it is, a CEO. It doesn't have to be that. But I did notice, though, because me and Minna, I think, I think we're humble, but I think sometimes it's to the point where we're like, oh, we're not a big... Well, we aren't a big deal. But, like, we never...
Well, we don't celebrate our successes. Yeah. And I hate that about us, actually.
Yeah.
I don't even would consider that humble.
I just don't think, like, I make a big deal out of my things. Like, I don't know what it is, but I've known...
The other day, someone was like, what do you mean you're like a businesswoman? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, what do you mean? I literally was like, wait, did she consider modeling a business? And I was like, wait, the meme show?
Yeah. Like, and it's fine, whatever. Like, maybe we have to work on that on our side. But, like, I've noticed that with my friends who may have something, like, even... like smaller than
like something that they just had planted.
Yeah, something like, that even just an idea that they haven't worked on. They'll go forward and act like they have all these accolades that they don't have. And I noticed with Arabs
it works, but with non-Arabs,
they see right through it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but with Arabs, it's so, I find it so cringy, like beyond words. I cannot sit through that.
Yeah.
Like, I will physically distance myself from someone if that happens because it, like, makes my skin crawl.
Yeah. It's so funny because with Arabs, like, I've seen this happen with, like, with the same person. An Arab will be, like, so impressed by this person. A non-Arab will be like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah, like, why are you talking like this?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I really don't know. And, like, that also goes into being flashy. Like... So simple, like the simplest way I can show you how much this is embedded in us is this. For weddings, me and Minna dress very simple. Minna way more than me. Like even I'm a little bit oomphoy compared to you.
Mm-hmm.
My mom will be like, people will think that we like don't spend money on our clothing. Which is not true. Mm-hmm. Like our simple thing could actually be so expensive. We just don't like beading or embroidery. Like most of the dresses we wear are like just even the fabric.
We've gone to like a few Arab weddings and like people will be like, oh, so fancy, so pretty, blah, blah, just because it was flashy. Where like me and you, our Pinterest board, like we have like the most expensive things pinned, but they're just so like refined and like plain. Like it's not even about simplicity. Plain, it's pretty boring. Plain.
Yeah.
My mom will be like, no, like all Arabs are going to talk about you. Like they're going to talk about
you. But you can't be too flashy because then you're quote unquote like lower class.
Yeah.
Like if you're too rhinestoned up, like there's a perfect mix.
There's like a very fine line, you know.
It's so crazy. Or like, for example, in Egypt, like, I see so many people, like, all their designer clothing has to have, in Egypt, what am I saying? Here, too. It has to have, like, the logo.
Oh, my God.
Like, if it's designer but it doesn't have the logo, they won't buy it.
I'm not spending money on it. Yeah. Like, which makes you really know that you don't even care about quality. You truly just care about the logo.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
I was telling Min, I'm like, is it because I can't afford this stuff? Or, like, I just don't buy into all this.
I don't care.
Like, I would never, ever, and I don't judge people who can and do, but I would never spend money on, like, a Birkin bag.
No, but you know what? Like, I'll spend money on a house because I'm going to live in that like, house forever.
How much is a Birkin bag? I don't even know how much. I just know it's expensive. Like, what? $10,000? $20,000? It's, like, really expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm like, it looks like every other bag, except it has a specific design that makes people know that it's a Birkin bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that. I just don't get it. I really, like, my...
Makes no sense.
I tell myself it's because I can't afford it. But I think even if I could afford it, it just, like, truly makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Watch when I get rich and I buy a Birkin bag, people are going to cancel.
Well, they're going to, like, look back into this. No, I really... I don't think so. I also...
But I also... Wait, because I feel like when I say stuff like that, it's not fair. Like, I think it's fine to treat yourself to something that's kind of unreal. Like, that's kind of not necessary.
Like a huge house.
No, but like even like sometimes you buy clothing that's, it's not necessary to have like,
look at me. Think any of this is necessary?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Maybe it's, I just feel like when you're doing it to impress people because they know this logo or because they'll think highly of you, maybe that's what I have a more of a thing with. Yeah. Wait, some guy, me and my cousin love Mohamed Fouad. Like, we love him. Mm-hmm. And
I love Mohamed Fouad.
I posted about him on my Facebook. This was like years ago. And some guy was like, oh, you listen to Mohamed Fouad? And he wasn't saying it like, oh, I don't like his music. It was more like, oh, that's such a low class thing to do. Which, like, sometimes in, there was a phase in Egypt, I don't know if this still exists, but if you watch like Arabic movies or Arabic shows or listen to Arabic music,
I know the music,
you were
one.
Low class.
Yeah.
Like you could only watch American things or English things or European things. Like, it's so crazy. But I think this leads us to the root of the problem. I think we have so much like, we still haven't worked out so much from colonialism.
I could agree with that.
Like, we still look at, like, white people as superior to us. We still look at, like, wealth as superior.
We also will look at other countries as so much better than, like, our own land.
Yeah, we'll always be like, oh, the Arab world is so dumb or so stupid or so underdeveloped. Like,
right. And, like, we'll look at New York, which is, like, a shit show. Like, New York is so disgusting as, like, so much more. Well, no, I think people in Egypt now are like, New York's disgusting.
No, people, I think in the whole world, we've been exposed. Everyone
knows. I guess America as like, oh my god, America's so clean.
You know what's
and
so funny though, like the whole world knows the truth about America now, but people will still come to America because they think there
in
are
different ways. Yeah, in different ways, like
because like my friend, for example, she lives in Canada, but her goal, her end goal is to be in America. And I'm like, Canada's probably so much better.
It's so much better. I mean, it's not the best, but like.
And then I speak to people in Egypt and I'm like, would you want to go to Australia or Canada or America? And it's always America. Even though like, I feel like, I don't know. I think there are still opportunities, obviously, in America.
I think a lot of businesses are built here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a wrap.
Is it 36 minutes?
I mean, it's crazy because I felt like we spoke for so much longer.
Yeah, I also kind of want to talk about this more. Maybe we can do another episode because I kind of want to bring on someone else.
Because
this is like a good topic and I really feel like we only like scratched the surface off of it. I could go off for like ever about this.
I literally have not thought about it.
Yeah, I didn't think about it either, but I've been watching Emma Chamberlain. Oh my god.
She's like needs, my Sa'afulu like four
she
times.
She needs my recommendation.
Yeah, she does.
But like Minna used to love her.
Me and Nura.
And Nura. And
not used to. We are literally obsessed with her.
I like her. I like her a lot, actually.
Okay, first
I watch
of all,
her a
I'll
lot.
Over this.
No. I like her and I watch her a lot. And I've liked her. Like, I never said anything. Like, I was never like,
no.
Oh.
You were like, I liked her. You were like, she's really funny, but I don't know if I'd watch her videos consistently.
Yeah. Because I was like, she kind of seems boring, which, by the way, she is. Like,
I'm
she's so boring, but I actually really like watching her. It's weird. Because I was telling Minna, I was like, she doesn't fall in with the rest of YouTube that I watch. Like, she doesn't really like. Like hair tips, makeup tips, like nothing. She doesn't really give me tips about anything. Or like, yeah, anything. But I still love watching her. And all she does is like cook.
Burp.
TikTok.
Fart.
Sleep. But yeah. Wait, hold on, guys. I want to say that I started watching her and I realized that like Minna's
personality. No!
Minna's entire personality comes from her.
No, it doesn't.
So I just think so much lower of my sister.
That's not true. I always was like really
no,
funny.
But even like your annoying habits come from her. It's really pathetic that a 19-year-old has this much influence over you.
I think she's the reason why I started wanting to be younger.
Oh, yeah.
I really think so.
Because I remember first Minna was like, oh, imagine she's my daughter. And then she imagine she's my sister. Imagine I am her. But she does give me like daughter vibes. Like,
no, she gives me like best friend vibes.
Okay,
because we're the same age.
Okay.
My Sa'afulu is this podcast called As Me. It's really thoughtful and just it's such a feel good podcast. So
what is it about?
Check it out. She just pretty much influences. She just pretty much interviews influential people and doesn't really talk about their work, which is great. She just talks about not even their life, but I can't even explain it. She doesn't touch on their work though, which I like.
Right, I like
that. Like, she interviewed Riz Ahmed, and they really didn't touch on his work that much. They just talked about his like passion, what he does for the community, like family, like his upbringing. Nobody listened to it. I posted in the group chat, but he was talking about like code switching, and it was so relatable. Like, it's so us. When he was saying like it's so hard for him to describe himself because like he's had multiple personalities in his lifetime because he's constantly had to code switch. And he was saying he wishes he can stretch his identity so far that like he's just the being, and he doesn't need to ever code switch. He can just be himself in any setting he's put in.
I get so much anxiety over stuff like this. Like, I was thinking is like the anxiety, because guys, that's it. I've come to the conclusion that I'm going to call myself Hager. It's hard to go back to Hager. But like the anxiety of like having to explain your name to someone, having to explain your jobs to someone, or having to tell someone where you live. Like, I mean, I know these are normal questions
It's a lot. But like,
it's stressful when it's not so straightforward.
I agree.
Like, I was born in Egypt, but I didn't get raised there. Like, it's like too much. Too much.
I agree.
We should just like not have those introductory things, by the way. We should just jump into conversation with people. Right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes small talk anyway, so why are we feeding into it?
Yeah, true.
But I guess you kind of have to know like certain things.
Eventually you do have to like know things, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know if you should talk about it in the first time you meet.
Yeah, I agree.
Talk about something else, like something that happened that day, or ask a big question. Makes for better conversation anyway. I have never tried this, by the way.
I haven't either, but maybe I will. Maybe I'll challenge myself.
All right, cool. Maybe when the world reopens, because it's not like you're going to meet anyone new.
No, I literally do nothing with my life every single day.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you.